Everything's running smoothly.
Hey, what up, Pete?
Hello.
What up, Pete?
Hello.
Hi. What the hell is this, huh? You
know what this is? 5 months in the making.
Well, hey, my name is Hartzell. That's Pete Sweeney.
We're live right now from beautiful Unlabeled Music Services. I just looked at the sign to make sure I get it correctly.
I got to get used to that, too. I gotta remember to plug the folks.
In Westport, Kansas City. This is a preview edition of the KC Morning Show, which will come to you Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays early. We'll be up by 7 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Get your Kansas City news. We'll have a feature story or an interview.
You're just really coming in hot with a bunch of info, huh?
This is it.
You're ready to go.
How long have we waited to do this?
We looked at this text, what was it, July 1?
Yeah, July 1. We had a colleague runs Unlabeled, Cesar. I sent him a text back on July 1st and said, me and a colleague have a crazy idea. Was wondering if you would take a meeting with us. Took a long time to really get everything organized. Really a big thanks to Cesar and his partner Grant for helping us here and really collaborating with us. It was able to turn what was just a concept in the summer to... You know, you can't see it if you're just listening to the podcast right now,
but it's awesome.
See it on our YouTube channel, man. But it's a bonafide radio studio, perhaps really. And I've been in Kansas City now for 5-6 years. This is one of the better looking places I have had to record radio/podcasting. Maybe, you know, any out of all of them, really.
No, this is dope as hell. We did good, my friend. No, it's because I know we're gonna have folks who are like, yeah, what is this? It's like, I know you from another thing you do. And they're going to say, hey, I know you from the other things that you do. And, you know, listen, we just want to have some fun talking to some friends. You know, this is your KC Morning Show. I feel like it's crazy to say this, but, like, that name wasn't taken anywhere, which I know for a lot of folks that's not a big deal. But the fact that even that name was open to at least me, and I know you because we're working on this,
was
that it's an opportunity. That's something that I guess isn't really a thing, especially not from people like you and me, not our perspective or anything.
It was the perfect storm, and it's very new school, new era. I think you're seeing really the on-demand generation, Netflix and chill, or more recently, Disney Plus and chill.
No. We Disney Plus and date, baby. Let's go.
See, there you go.
You can get that retweeted at Hartzell965. Thank you very much.
And there's such an opportunity there. I mean, we look at the podcasts in Kansas City. I can't think of one that is daily. We're not going to be daily, at least to start. We'll be every other day. But
we will be. Let's just be real.
One of these days, we're gonna go Monday, Wednesday, Friday to start, see what works, kind of workshop this deal. But it's very exciting. This is one of the more exciting projects I've ever done, simply because this was an idea in my brain. And I shared it with you. You loved it. And we were able to collaborate together and take something that was in our brain and make it real. And it's rare that you can do that.
Listen, man, I don't know about you, but I have morning show experience. So yeah,
You have a vast amount of morning show experience to work with.
3 months.
And I am a little jealous of that. But
I'm not going to lie to you.
I'll have to lean on you for advice in the tough times.
It didn't work for me, so clearly we got to figure
something out. So maybe what you should do is lean on me for advice as we go and approach this.
And I would be lying to you if I told you that wasn't part of the reason why I said I want to do something. We came together at the perfect storm where I was like, yo, you know, I had a chance to do something really, really great. I thought it was pretty decent. I thought it was pretty good time. And, you know, other people thought other things. And so it was an opportunity. So I was frustrated. And now you and I are very similar in that, like, we hustle in the best kind of way, but also in the way that I'm not gonna say gets us in trouble, but it gets us angsty, you know, because we want to keep doing stuff. We want to be doing something.
The clock's ticking.
I'm only gonna be the cool young one, and I say cool in the most air quotes.
You're not cool, and you're not that young. Let's be honest on both fronts.
Episode one, Pete. Come on, we just started this thing. All right, man. Great. We had great chemistry, y'all. But no, it's like, you know, we had done things before, and I guess I can tell the story again. New audience.
What's that?
I met you, and I met is not the right word, or maybe it is now in 2019. I met Pete via podcasting. And I was just a fan. So which you will undoubtedly understand on this podcast, is that we both share a love for professional wrestling.
That's right.
I do
try not to talk about it too much here.
We won't be too
much. I'm sure it'll bleed through once
it's,
in a while.
It's not going to be non-existent. That's for sure. It's going to be a bit of a thing. And I wrestle a little bit in Raytown, which we're going to talk to our guys, I'm sure, at some point. And so I met this guy as a fan on a podcast I thought was super cool. It was wrestling. And I get an email at the job, and we get this new guy coming in, this new hot guy. He used to work at SB Nation. This guy. Pete Sweeney. You mean Pete Sweeney from Cage Side Seats, I used to listen to when I was getting on my wrestling. And honestly, what, 2 weeks later, we ended up running into each other.
Yeah, ran into each other.
Company Kitchen. And I think we did a segment or something together within the first week.
We originally did radio on 96.5. You welcomed me to do the sports and stuff, which we tried to do every week. It was tough to get together some weeks.
And we knew from the first thing we did. I don't even remember what it was talking, because we went in with something kind of heavy. I think it might have been a Kaepernick something.
It felt very natural and very listenable. And I'm
thanks, Pete.
But you got to understand, I really, and the people that are close to me, I'm happy to share some of that stuff. I'm my biggest critique, and I would listen back and I said, shoot, man, we should be doing something together. In this day and age, you don't necessarily have to wait for someone to say, yeah, I agree with that. You guys should be doing something together. You can kind of put yourself out there, and that's the beauty of 2019. That's the beauty of the KC Morning Show, and I think the biggest thing for us will be consistency. I mean, we're going to be with you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
You got to quit looking at me when you say consistency, because I know, come on, man.
Look me in the eyes as I tell you this.
Every time.
Consistency.
Every time you've said that, I'm not lying, man. You have like the side eye. I'm about had it.
Well, you know, if there's going to be.
I've invested. Listen.
If there's going to be one person who's late.
I'm in.
For the call time.
No.
Is it going to be me or you?
Listen, I'm driving in from the suburbs, all right? Give me some slack. I'll be good.
What's hashtag Burb Sarts like these days? Like, what
sad.
Is
sad? Disney Plus just came out, man. So it's
you
sad.
Go to Boston Market and what do you eat for dinner?
Boston Market.
Well, what do you eat? Like, I don't know. What do you people eat? What
Boston
do people
Market.
Eat in the Burbs?
You think I can hang out with those peasants at Boston Market? No.
Sonic. You go to Sonic.
We're more elite. More like the Cheddar Peppers at Sonic on Highway 150.
How long have we known each other now? A couple of years now? Probably another like year and a half.
We have gone to birthday parties together. We've broken bread together.
We've gotten to do a little bit of collaboration, but we've never been able to have a consistent show.
This is
going to be a real treat for
you
us.
Have beautiful eyes, Pete, as you look me dead into the face.
They're black. Like the devil.
Like your soul, if I don't show up.
You're welcome.
Listen, all right. Well, I mean, I'm not sure how much you want to get into, but I'm very excited. I think that this is going to be a good time. And we didn't even know if we're going to do a whole intro pod deal, because, you know, we don't want to be a bunch of tools. But, you know, we also
to get right to it.
We wanted to get into it because we're very excited, and we just have different perspectives. And I know I don't want to beat a dead horse, but we're excited to do a cool KC show. You know, we're doing this in the heart of Westport, like, you know, up to pull back the curtain, because I know people are going to want some of that at some point. You know, I can actually say I'm doing a KC show. You know, I'm not working in Mission and saying it's Kansas City. Like,
no, we're right in the heart of Westport.
And we want to get in and do cool stuff with you.
Got to be the closest radio show to Kelly's, which, you know, you know we're Kansas City.
I mean, here's the thing. We're doing this so early now, we're going to be awake. And when in doubt, the best detox is retox.
That's right.
A stone's throw away
it's a good point. Really healthy. Really healthy way to look at it.
Yeah. We're adults now, Pete.
That's right.
So we're really doing this the adult lifestyle.
If you've made it to the preview, we appreciate you listening to this.
I got plugs. Hold on.
Oh, you have something to say.
Because we did a thing. It took us 6 months to get here. So we have socials.
That's right.
We have emails.
Okay.
We have a phone line.
I forgot about the plugs.
You did. Wow. This guy, consistency.
So go ahead, give everybody.
I was just going to tee him up to you.
Okay.
You had that.
Okay,
info.
Here's what I'm
going to. You don't have the info.
I'm going to spit out what
so
I remember.
So we don't have the info. Okay. So
on Twitter, you can follow me at PG Sween. He's Hartzell965, and he won't change it because he doesn't want to get rid of his verification.
Listen,
what does it do for you?
No. Before you just brush over that real quick. No. Listen, when you wake up on a Thanksgiving. When you wake up on a Thanksgiving in the year of our Lord 2017, that's what it was, a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
When you wake up to a...
You want me to give you some godly
music? Yeah. Can you give me some bed? Yeah, give me some bed music. So you're waking up and you see you get a follow from an at verified.
Hello, Hartzell. This is God. Congratulations on being verified.
So I say thank you, God, and I proceed to make some tweets with this blue check mark. It's a real power move. But with great power comes great responsibility, and I use that check mark in the best social justice warrior manner of all time.
Our other plugs, you can find us on facebook.com/KC Morning Show. We now have the KC Morning Show Instagram, KC_Morning Show.
See, you had these. You knew what you were doing.
In the dome. I didn't have to look at anything.
Dome shot.
Twitter.com/KC Morning Show.
I'm not ready.
Follow our personal Twitters. Follow our public Twitters. Again, we're...
Hold on.
What?
I set up a phone line and a text line.
We're not going to get any calls off the preview.
Of which they are one and the same, by the way. One number for all. And if you do want to leave us a voicemail, we'll probably play it back. As you can tell, we're short on content. It's just the first
episode. We have four Instagram followers. This is the perfect time. If you think that this show is going to take off,
two of them are
now is the time to get your voicemail in.
Two of them are my girlfriend, and one of them might be your burner account.
We're following as well, I believe. So we're at four. We're at a total of four.
Well, your phone line for your phone calls, if you want to leave us a voicemail, you want to send us a text. It's 816-200-2868. Is that right? We might need to check that.
Could be reversed, but we'll get back to you.
4868?
No, there's no 4.
816-200-2668.
You've given out three different numbers.
Hold on, Cesar, what is the number? Hold on, what is the number?
2868.
2868.
816-200. It's, we put 200 in there for 28? The 200 times you're going to get it wrong.
Is it 28? One more time.
200-2868.
2868.
You're embarrassing.
That's your phone. Call it.
This has been
text
an embarrassing
it.
Preview. This is a sign of nothing. Nothing of what's to come.
Well, this is about it.
We'll see you on Friday.
Going straight to one place. Right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.